Morning Manner, Bride of Christ. Our God reigns supreme, and he will forever sit on his throne, and his kingdom shall have no end. Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ, our God and Savior. The insurrection of one man. Insurrection means violent uprising against a nation, against a ruler, against law and orders. In the case of Daniel, civil disobedience, a refusal to obey the king's decree that came in contradiction with the law and orders of his king, the God of heaven. So Daniel was operating in civil disobedience, refusal to obey the king of the land or the nation, rather continue his devotion to his king and God of heaven. King Darius was deceived into signing a decree that would have his well-beloved Daniel thrown into the den of lions. Coming out of the mouth of the most wicked and vicious men, O king, there are many cultures in the nation, and we would like for everyone to know that you are God, you are king, you are the answer to all of our problems, and anyone that make any request to any other god or man must be thrown in the lion's den for 30 days. For 30 days, there should be no request made to God or man save you, O king. We would like to have you acknowledged in these 30 days above all the other gods and kings. All of this plot and scheme just to get at the prayer life, the prayer devotion of one man. All of this just because Lucifer was so disturbed about the powerful damage that the prayer of this one man was having on his kingdom of darkness. Daniel's prayer was just not a religious exercise. Daniel's prayer to the God of Abraham, Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Israel, was moving and shaking things in the earth's realm. Hallelujah, glory to God for the nation of Israel's future. Daniel's prayer to God was destroying Israel's obstacles in Israel's path and shaping its future. Daniel was moved by the Bible scripture of Jeremiah prophecy of 70 years ending the captivity of Israel. Daniel would use his prayer time to lament the end of the captivity in Babylon. This Jewish young lad was in a strange nation, a pagan nation, whose God was not the Lord of Israel, whose God was not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Daniel was taken in the siege of Judah in the captivity of Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. And he served very loyally Nebuchadnezzar and his successors. Nebuchadnezzar and his successors. He served them loyally while remaining true to his God of Israel. And Lucifer could not stand such strict, unbending, steadfast devotion of Daniel to God and the causes of God. the only true God. So Satan entered the heart of these wicked Babylonians with jealousy that is as cruel as a grave, to deceive King Darius in signing a decree saying no one is to make a request or pray to any god or man save the king. Everyone should pray to the king for 30 days. Only King Darius. But Daniel had a king already. Adonai, the king of heaven. And Daniel's whole life in captivity, his everyday peace was sustained by his daily prayer devotion to his king of Israel, the king of heaven. The decree was signed. Now, after Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went as always and opened his window to the east, the way of Israel, according to the prayer of Solomon, that whoever is in captivity, wherever they are, and pray toward the temple in Jerusalem, their prayer should be answered. Remember 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 and all of the answers that God gave Solomon at the responded to the prayer in the temple, the dedication of the temple. 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and chapter 7. That their prayer would be answered. God confirmed it with fire, the Shekinah glory coming down in the temple. Filling it with the clouds, filling it with the smoke. And the priest could not have ministered what wonderful, glorious answer to prayer. So Daniel is remembering that prayer and he's in captivity. So he opens his window to the east and he prayed there three times a day toward Jerusalem, knowing that God promised Solomon that he would answer prayer coming in that direction. So he prayed always, even in this pagan nation. He kept his relationship with the true God, with the true King of heaven. God honored Samuel's prayer request. And so Daniel began to pray in captivity all of his life toward Jerusalem, to that open window of his house. Let us imagine for a minute Daniel was living in this age of the coronavirus vaccine. Today's church councils and leaders would hold meetings with Daniel, saying, Daniel, it is only for 30 days. Before you know it, 30 days will be over. And you will be able to pray again. It is not necessary to disobey the king's decree. He is the king. Other pastors, apostles, and bishops would say, even if you pray, pray in secret. Nobody has to know you are praying, Daniel. Close your window. Or pray in another area of the house. Other pastors would say, you don't have to kneel for people to see. You don't have to kneel for people to see you. Pray in your heart. Pray silently. Pray in your mind. God sees your heart. He knows what's in your heart. He understands. It's only 30 days. Obey the king. Obey the law of the land. Only for 30 days, Daniel. Why upset the whole kingdom with your prayer? Just 30 days. Obey the king. Then you can go back praying to your God. God will overlook you. God will overlook this. God will forgive you. God expects you to obey the leader of the nation. Daniel was a high-profile official in the king's court. He displayed his daily display. The daily display of Daniel's life, of Daniel's righteousness, hallelujah, of Daniel's passion for God was seen. His unwillingness to allow the threat of death to alter his passion for his true king was on display. No, Daniel wasn't revengeful. This was a lifestyle. This was a lifestyle with his king, his true king of glory, that nothing can penetrate, interrupt, break, destroy, that no plot, no scheme could have undermined Daniel's relationship, prayer relationship with his God, prayer devotion with his God. But this is exactly the reason today's church ignores the word of the Bible, the words of God, because such devotion to God is too extreme for today's church, churchgoers, religious world, Broadway Christians who have fallen away from the faith. And according to most who are fallen so far away from the honor of God, they don't think to honor God like this is even relevant. Hallelujah. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been signed and published, he went to his house, as he did every day, to his upstairs window that faced Jerusalem, where he knelt three times a day, every day, with his window open, and prayed just like he did in days before the decree was signed by King Darius. The profession of our faith has now become a danger to society, a danger to the nations, which wherein we live. These are trying times, brothers and sisters. We must prove ourselves. We are the danger to society because of the God, the strictness of God's honor that lives in us, that we refuse to hide, that we are so joyful to display like Daniel. But we must pass the test. The choices are to bend to what the world nation leaders are asking of us, or honor the true and living King. Bow now and die later, or die now and rise later. Daniel chose to defy King Darius' decree. Daniel honored his King of Heaven by choosing the den of lions. Daniel did not alter or change his prayer life for any man. He had a holy fear of God, not man. Daniel did not know the victory would be the outcome. Daniel did not know this great victory would be the outcome of his decision. He chose to lose his job. He chose to lose his life. Daniel chose to value his worship of the true God over his life. In Daniel chapter 6, verses 16 through, then the king commanded, signed the decree, And Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you are serving continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that there might be no change or purpose concerning Daniel. And then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music or dancing girls brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den and to Daniel, he cried out in a voice of anguish. The king said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God, whom you served continually, able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent and blameless before him, and also before you, O king. As you very well know, I have done no harm or wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel should be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no hurt of any kind was found on him, because he believed in and relied on, adhered to, and trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men who had accused Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they ever reached the bottom of the den, the lions had overpowered them and had broken their bonds in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages in his realm that dwelled in all the earth, "May peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring and steadfast forever, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end of the world. He is Savior, the God of Daniel is Savior and Deliverer, and his works, signs, and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this man Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."